Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Patriot icon Red Beckman was already scheduled for the show, but now he can comment on Patriot icon Eustace Mullins. He'll also talk about the New World Order Master Plan, his 50 years fighting it, and a lot more coming up. I just talked to him. He certainly has a comment on the illegals being above the law. I mean, talk about fraud. Talk about unjust weights and measures. It is fraud. They are above the law. They get all the free welfare. Citizens get nothing. While our standard of living implodes. Going back to Ken in Michigan. Ken, finish up your point.
Well, I've noticed all you have to do is, I'm not a big TV watcher, but all you have to do really is watch some of the police documentaries like First 48, COP. All you see is a bunch of criminal Mexicans. Probably most of them are illegal, and they're causing havoc, and nobody seems to care.
Nobody. Well, you know there's 100 million people in Mexico, and criminals flee there and come here.
It's a shame, you know. And they've been doing this for how long, Alex? I mean, when are people going to wake up?
They have woken up, but the government, whether it's Republican or Democrat, is controlled by the New World Order.
Yeah, they come at us from so many angles sometimes. It's just hard. I can't imagine the... You know, how you deal with it all, but because I know you.
Well, this is how I deal with it. This is how I deal with it, Ken. Things would be 1,000% worse if people like Red Beckman and Bill Benson and G. Edward Griffin and Myron Fagan and Eustace Mullins and countless other people 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago hadn't been telling the truth. People like Gary Allen, people like Bob Chapman, they understood what was happening. They warned us so other generations of people could wake up, and we grew slowly. But we are now probably 30% of the population, and it took 3% to 5% to win the Revolutionary War. Look, 80% of the public wanted to be slaves, okay? And another 17% or so supported the Patriots, but it was only about 3% to 5% that started it and won it. And so we're in the right. We got 30%. If the globalists don't go to full martial law in the next year, we'll have 50% another year or two. We are growing that fast. It's been a slow growth, but it's been exponential, and now it's doubling and just expanding massively every few years. And we'll talk to Red Beckman about the mass awakening. And when we say mass awakening, folks, it is a mass awakening. And that's why they openly say they want to restrict and censor and have the UN take over the Internet. That's openly being announced. World government's openly being announced. They tried the game of denying any of this existed for decades. That doesn't work anymore. So now they say, oh, well, world government's good. So Ken, that's why I stay in the fight. I don't have a choice. There's nowhere to run. If it was some free country, I'd be just like my ancestors jumping on the Mayflower and coming to a new land to be free and left alone by government. There's nowhere to run. My roots are here. I'm cornered. I have nowhere to go. I've got to fight. And that's a powerful position, folks, when you've committed that you know there's nothing else you can do and you realize you're going to die regardless. You might as well stand up and fight and just commit to it, all of you. So what do you think of them apples, Ken?
Oh, you're about right on, and I hope more people will wake up to what's going on, and I try to wake up as many people as I can, and I think we got a chance, but we all need to band together and fight against the satanic Hitler wannabes.
I hear you, my friend. I appreciate your call. In 3 minutes, we're back with Red Beckman. He'll be with us 20 minutes in the next hour. And yes, we'll open the phones. He can comment on any issue. Red Beckman, a real treasure. Straight ahead.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our LifeChange Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Red Beckman, author of The Law That Never Was and Born Again Republic. Beckman is the founder of the Fully Informed Juries Association that is all over the United States and informs juries that they're the boss, not the corrupt judge or prosecutor. Beckman documented by going to all of the states that existed when we got the 16th Amendment for the income tax, that it was never properly ratified. And he's going to be with us into the next hour, and we're very honored to have him with us. Red, thanks for coming on.
Very good to be with you.
For those that may not know who you are, we have a lot of new affiliates and listeners. Encapsulate who you are, your awakening, and what you've seen over the last 50 years fighting this tyranny, and where you think we are today.
Well, I think that when I really woke up to the fact that our government was not performing as it was supposed to, was while I was in the military, in the service during the Korean War. And I seen things happen that didn't make sense. And, of course, when I got out of the service in December of 52, I tried to be involved in the political process, and it took me a number of years to figure out that our vote on election day just didn't do the job as far as controlling our government. And so I had to do some studying and all, and of course I discovered that our votes, we have a three-vote system, not a one-vote system, because we have learned to our sorrow that just electing people to Congress and such, that we don't have the control that we should have
And the founders were wise men, and they put the grand jury system in, and they put the trial jury system in, and both the grand jury and the trial jury had been in existence for centuries prior to our War of Independence. And so I found that the juries had the power to nullify law, and that we the people are the sovereigns. We're not the peons of government. We are to control government. And of course, the government controlled the schools, the education process. They actually controlled the churches and the media. And you have hit it so hard over the years about how they are attacking our minds and trying to control our minds. And they do that by feeding us a lot of propaganda, a lot of lies, and so we have to overcome that. And today, we have an exciting situation going on in this country with all the Tea Parties, the Oath Keepers, the fully informed juries, all these, Sheriff Mack, all these things are happening right now. And, of course, here I am at 81 years of age, and I'm getting to see all of this. I'm getting to enjoy what's happening. We the people, you know, the Declaration of Independence says that the government derives their just powers from the consent of the governed. Well, if they can tamper with the minds of the people, then they can derive unjust powers. They get unjust powers, and we the people pay the bills. And that's what has happened to us in this country. Too much of our power, the people power, has been transferred to government. Now, government isn't going to give that power back. They're not just going to give it back when we say we want our power back. They're a greedy bunch, and they will keep your power until we take it back. We have to take our power back, and boy, I'll tell you, I'm seeing it happen. I'm seeing the things that are happening all across this country. And it's a real exciting time. In 1989, I wrote my little book, Walls in Our Minds, and I made the statement how that Germany was the first country to be conquered by the Nazis. And, of course, Germany paid an awful price for letting an enemy within conquer the nation. They paid the price of World War II. The Russian people, they had an enemy within, the communists, and they suffered for about 75 years because they allowed an enemy within. And, of course, in 89, I wrote about how our government had become an enemy within, and that our future was somewhat cloudy. And here we are, 20 years later, and, of course, at that time I said that we would probably have an economic crash or meltdown, and that would open the door and people would wake up. And so, Alex, we're seeing it, and what a thrill it is.
But there's the added... There's the added danger, though, that people are waking up because now the enemy is trying to fully implode the country so they can control it and robbing us of tens of trillions of dollars a year and launching all these new wars in our name. And so it's good that people are waking up, but they should be because we're in very, very dire straits. Red Beckman, from your 50 years of study, who runs the New World Order? What is the New World Order? What is this system? How do the central banks get so much power?
Well, I'll tell you, every generation will always produce a certain number of, well, some people call them mattoids. They're mental cripples who think that they are far superior to anybody else and that they have they used to call it the divine right of kings. And our generations are no different. I've seen three generations now at my age. We have these people show up, and they really belong in mental institutions. But we don't. We end up following them because They usually have enough propaganda and such to where they can, and they line up enough suckers to believe what they are trying to tell you. And, of course, over the history of our country, we've had some of these people always trying to get a central bank. And of course, we've had a couple of presidents that said no. They understood how dangerous a central bank is. Well, in 1913, of course, we got the income tax and the 17th Amendment. We got the Federal Reserve Bank because we had, we had about 30 million immigrants in this country that had come from Western Europe, and they hadn't really assimilated to the point where they understood our language, our political system, and all of that. And they were too easily manipulated. That's how Wilson became president of the United States, as far as I'm concerned. That's what happened. And, of course, we have somewhat of a parallel today. We have so many of these immigrants, and so many of them are illegal. And as I told you before we went on the air, I had recently written an op-ed piece, and I told how that the Roe v. Wade decision, the abortion thing, those first people that lost their lives in the abortion mills back there would now be 37, 38 years old in the prime of their life, of their productive life, and we have now murdered over 50 million, and that's our workforce that we eliminated through the abortion thing.
And the globalists, in many of their own documents, admit that was their plan. Kill off the Americans, bring in the foreigners, then they'll pull the lever for gun control, big government, everything, and it's now happening.
Yep. It's, there was that vacuum in our workforce, and they brought in all these illegals, and they're working very hard to give them amnesty. And, of course, they give them all our Social Security money. They give them all their free health care and everything. And we, the people of this country, we're getting the short end of the stick.
And we subsidize driving down our own wages. And with the Consul of Matricula on record, they will give unlimited numbers of these to citizens. And now other countries are duplicating what Mexico's done to where they literally are godlike with all the identities they want, everything they want. It's a second set of rules designed to cripple the country.
Absolutely. And
by the way, that's not our opinion. We now have the head climatologist at NASA. We have Maurice Strong, all of them saying the carbon tax is meant to destroy our society. They want to destroy us to make us dependent.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you, with the numbers of people that we have involved, and, of course, the biggest thing of all, Alex, you remember in the Reagan years, it seemed like the communists in Russia were a threat, and Reagan built up the military, President Reagan built up the military, and they called it detente. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we've got. Now, some of the figures, we've got somewhere between 200 and 220 million of our American people that have armed themselves to the teeth. They tell us that there were over 14 million weapons sold in the United States in 2009. This is detente. That's what we've got it right here in this country. Because
the people are voting and letting the New World Order know that this means war.
Absolutely. We've drawn our line in the sand. And I'll tell you, the New World Order people that are really promoting it, they're running scared. They're running afraid. And, you know, we've got Congress people and senators and such like Reid from Nevada and Pelosi from California. I don't think those people are sleeping too well right now.
Stay there. Absolutely. And Goldman Sachs is getting bodyguards and armaments against us. Red Beckman, icon of the Patriot Movement, straight ahead.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
We're going to simulcast coming up in the next segment at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Red Beckman is our guest. He founded the Fully Informed Jury Association. We have information on that in the Citizen Rule Books that we put free in all the T-shirt, book, or DVD film orders at InfoWars.com. The power of the three votes, not just the one vote, can really bring down the globalists. That's why they're trying to move towards regional governments, administrative law that trumps constitutional law. So we'll talk to Red Beckman about that and take your phone calls. In fact, he'll just be with us till the bottom of the next hour. Red, short segment, getting back to what you're saying. You have 14 million NICS instant checks last year. In just a month and a few days, there's been another 3 million. People are accelerating how fast they're getting firearms. Obama's introduced all these anti-gun bills. Much of his administration openly calls for outright gun bans. But then they try the old tried and trusted propaganda term of saying, it's a conspiracy. We don't want your guns. But people are now finding out they're liars. It seems the system is using all its old lies when they had air superiority and total media control. They don't anymore, Red.
Absolutely. Yeah, this detente, I think we really need to use that and send a message to the gang of thieves there in Washington D.C. that we are on to what they're doing, we understand what they're trying to do, and they have to have our power. They have to be able to tap into our power. And they're losing that. We're taking our power back. I think we're going to be able to destroy the tax court simply by pointing out the fact that federal judges are federal agents. They are government agents, and they can't make findings of fact and conclusions of law because they have a conflict of interest. And so this is just one of the things, the good news items that are coming down. And, of course, our yesterday paper just thrilled me to death because I'm out here in the state of Washington right now, and the state legislature in Olympia, they are in session, and they are considering a half a dozen different bills to nullify the federal court decision, Kelo versus New London, Connecticut, city of New London. That was that eminent domain thing that the court gave them the right to take private property through eminent domain and then give it to a private organization. And so here we've got all these states across the country. The state legislatures are stepping up to the plate, and they're nullifying that federal court decision. And it's going to pass here in Washington. There's no question about it. The local paper had quite an editorial in yesterday's issue. And the newspaper, the local newspaper, is promoting this. They are pushing to get this legislation passed in our state legislature. And it's happening all over the nation. Congressman Ron Paul, he has identified what's going on in these state legislatures. He's done it. He's named it. He's defined it as nullification. State legislatures, like in Montana, my home state, their gun control thing last year, their gun bill.
Saying we'll manufacture our own firearms. And so the bottom line is,
yes,
as long as people realize this is the long fight and don't expect instant gratification for liberty and just slowly, continually press against the enemy, against their machinery, we have right, we have history, we have the people on our side, we will win. But, Red, when we come back, I'm concerned about false flag stage terror. That's the only ace in the hole the enemy has to bring in tyranny and control, are trying to start a violent revolution beforehand that they provocateur, kind of like a oil well fire specialist will use an explosion to put out a fire. I want to pick your brain, Red, on how you think the empire is going to strike back, because they are in full retreat on the swine flu hoax, on the banker bailout takeover, on new wars, on the health care takeover, on the carbon taxes. But they're still reforming and coming back at us. So we need to realize the enemy counterstrike is already in full swing. Red Beckman, stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The last 30 minutes, Fred Beckman has been on with us. He'll be with us halfway into the next hour. We just started simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv and living video color. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, thank you so much for joining us. By the way, we're going to be adding a lot of new features in the next few weeks. I'm just going to leave it at that at PrisonPlanet.tv. So certainly I look forward to that for all the great members over there. And, of course, everybody can listen for free on your local AM and FM, shortwave, satellite, or the free podcast at Infowars.com. Over 200,000 people a day downloading the free podcast. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. Archive the show. That's all at Infowars.com on the radio listen page. Just pull the pull down there. Click on podcast, flycast, a lot of different ways to listen on your cell phone. Infowars.com. And don't forget, we fund our operation through you, the listener. You support us. When you buy a book, a t-shirt, that funds this 8,000 square foot office, the documentaries, the books, the live radio show, my crew. We are in the midst of finishing up our big TV studio next door and launching a whole bunch of new operations. I'm not risking my life. I'm not fighting 14, 15, some days 18 hours a day, some days 24 hours a day against the globalists because I think I'm going to lose. These people are dangerous killers. They run the planet. They do whatever they want. But history shows tyrants always reach too far. I wouldn't be fighting them and risking my life if I didn't know they could be beaten. I know they can be beaten. I know they will be beaten. And If you listen to my show 10 years ago, it was a lot more negative than it is now. I said, if we don't wake people up, if we don't educate people about the true architecture of world government, if we don't educate them as the controlled banking collapse comes, we have the IMF and World Bank documents, we know what they've done in every other country, we know what they've done in England in 1815 with the Rothschilds. If we don't do this, and if we don't educate the military and police that they're expendable and being used and brainwashed, then these people are going to win. But I started waging war 16 years ago against the tyranny, 14 years ago on air, read Beckman back in the early 1950s, and it takes time. And that's the number one message. Now, going back to Red Beckman and then your phone calls and a lot of other issues, Red, I was asking you the question of the enemy's counter operations. I mean, I am shocked by how out in the open they are now. I guess that's hubris or false arrogance or a face they're putting on, because their internal documents from Cass Sunstein, the Congress, the UN, stuff they don't widely publicize but that is publicly available, they say they're in deep danger. They are freaking out, saying we've got to go with shutting down web, arresting people that criticize government. We've got to go to a hot tyranny, not a cold incremental tyranny, which is good, because the cold incremental tyranny is hard to beat. Because it sneaks around, like Cicero said, inside your gates. I like it that they're coming right out in the open. And so why do you think they're openly announcing world government? Why do you think they're openly shifting from denying all this to admitting it, but putting their spin on it? And how do you see them counter-striking?
Well, you know, I think that so much of this is the spin masters, of course, they're just paid. These are people that are paid to come up with all this stuff. I think that they're in a state of terror. They're looking for a place to hide. Everything is going backwards for them. They're not getting the job done. They're not getting the guns. They're not going to get the guns. I mean, they might get what comes out the end of the barrel of the gun, but they're not going to get the gun itself. And I think that, 9-1-1, they were able to, fool the American people initially into thinking it was those aliens that had pulled this off, taking control of those planes and flying into the World Trade Center. How many Americans today are there that still believe that? Very, very, very few. And what we have is we've got hundreds of people all over this nation that are trying to put the pieces together. They're collecting the evidence. And I would dare say that there's some people out there that pull that off. They're right here in this country. They've got an escape hatch. They'll fly to some other country or something when it gets too hot, but they're still here. But I would dare say they kind of rub their necks once in a while, and I wonder if they kind of feel that rope settling around their neck, because if they do another dirty trick like they did 9-1-1, I'll tell you, there's going to be some people that are going to get rounded up, and they're going to be prosecuted for treason and the whole works, and they're going to end up hanging from a gallows someplace, because the American people are not going to sit still for any more of their false flags. It's not going to happen. And I think that what we've got going on in Iraq and Afghanistan right now, I think that the military, they're doing some thinking on their own. They're not depending on Obama to give them a sense of direction. I think they are getting along with the Iraqi people like they have never done. They're getting along with the Afghans, if you're reading between the lines, and even not always between the lines. We're getting a different picture coming from both Afghanistan and Iraq, because I think our military, I think we've got some people in there that have enough smarts to recognize that we cannot finance all these wars out there such as we've been doing.
Well, the attempt is to bankrupt the nation. It's to bankrupt the states to the bankers who made all this money out of fiat thin air and want to bankrupt us, just like a local bank wants to bankrupt the farmer. They want the land.
Sure. And I'll tell you, it's coming to an end and coming very, very rapidly, much faster than I would have ever thought that it could happen. Because I see it happening. The last time I was on your show, several months ago, you put my address on there, and we said anybody that sends a $5 bill, we'll send them a copy of that little book, Walls in Our Mind. We sent out hundreds of them. I've done hundreds of talk shows, and I have never, never had the response that we had from that show. I was on for at least an hour, I think, but we got a tremendous response. Well,
which is another indicator of how large the radio show's gotten, but how active the people are and how hungry they are for information. Red, so much other stuff is going on and happening, but you look at how they do create walls in our minds. They paint false pictures. Obama is expanding all these wars, increasing the military budget while cutting the pay to the troops. Last year, he tried to make troops buy their own insurance. I even had the head of the American Legion on speaking out against it. But then they spin it and say the troops are angry. They say Obama isn't waging enough wars. They say Obama isn't giving them the surge they need, which is total false reality. The troops know we're going bankrupt. They know it's a fraud. They know it's a lie. They don't want to be there. But the media creates this fake spin that Obama's a liberal against the war when he's actually expanding it.
Yes.
It's just what do you call an entire envelopment of lies where just everything is a lie, wrapped in a lie, stacked in a lie, packaged in another lie? It just isn't working anymore. Everything they do, the people see right through it. Take the hoax of Obama. People have woken up to him faster than any other puppet.
Yeah, well, 911, how many people are, investigating? All the little things that happened with 911, and they're getting a picture of what happened, and it has to be making some people very, very nervous. And, of course, the same goes for Oklahoma City. We know that was an inside job, and there's people, after all these years, people are still putting the pieces together. And I think that there is a possibility of another false flag operation, but I got to assure you of one thing, that if there's a false flag operation, they're not going to be able to call it anything else right from the beginning, because the American people now have their eyes wide open.
That's
and
right.
Their
We've
ears
taken
are open, and I used to say that. People just didn't listen to what we were saying back there 20, 30 years ago. But I said, when we have an economic holocaust hit us in this country, their hearing will get better. And and that's what's happened. People are listening to what Alex Jones is saying. They're listening to what Red Beckman has said, and they're reading the books. And Of course, you know me. I've always been an optimist. I've always said we're going to pull this thing out. And I'm still convinced of it, and more convinced than I've ever been in all these years because of what I have seen.
Well, Red?
You get Tea Party people by the millions out there. And this is something we need to do, and that is encourage all these Tea Party organizations across the country. Now, I was on a talk show here a couple of weeks ago, and the fellow said, he was from Colorado, he said there's 16 separate Tea Party groups in the state of Colorado that he knew of. Now, we want to encourage all these small groups around the country, whether they're Sheriff Mac people, whether they're Tea Party people or Oath Keepers. They need to keep their local organization autonomous.
Yes.
Don't do like and come up with something, a top-heavy organization like the NRA. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, we don't know what they're going to do about half
well,
the time.
Red, let me jump in here for a minute. Exactly.
Yes.
They've sent in Glenn Beck, who is as phony as a $3 bill, and yes. Sarah Palin, McCain's minion, that's all you need to know, to take it over. But the good news is we're actually going into the larger organization they're trying to create and using that to educate good Americans who are seeking after the truth. And they're pulling their hair out because they're trying to co-opt us. Instead, we're co-opting their attempted co-opt, and they're panicking. So I want you to comment on that. But then going back to false flag, look at how Kurt Haskell, his wife, and all these other witnesses on the plane, it turns out, are 9/11 truthers. And so they recognize the other bomber, the government helping get him on the plane in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
They stood their ground against the FBI, and 2 weeks after, 3 weeks after, the FBI had to come out and say, okay, we ordered the State Department to let him on the plane. We were watching him and protecting him, just like 9/11.
Yeah.
And, we let it happen, and Ridge comes out and admits they would issue fake terror alerts in his new book. I mean, we've gone to the point of now where people didn't know the term false flag or inside job or self-inflicted wound or Reichstag event or staged terror attack or Hegelian dialectic. And now the general public does understand that. And we've got polls of over 90% in Gallup. It was 75 6 months ago wanting to abolish or audit the Fed. I mean, folks, when I tell you, now, again, they're coming down on us. We're in the war. They're attacking us. We're in deep trouble. They're passing laws everywhere to tax food now, which only tyrants do. I mean, we're in bad shape, but at least we know we're being attacked. At least we're not in a coma. At least we're finding our legs. And anybody who's been in a fight knows once you start swinging, you're not worried about it. And America is starting to swing, and the world is starting to swing, and they're discovering the enemy is not the puppet politicians, it's the stinking central bankers, it's the New World Order. So, Red, going back to the underwear bomber, and then also the attempted co-opting of the Tea Parties.
Well, you know, the
get some water.
The underwear bomber, this proves what I'm saying, that people are now very much alert. When something like this happens, they are immediately right in there getting the clues. And it didn't take them long to unravel it, did it?
No.
I mean, they unraveled it, and it's an embarrassment to the establishment to find out that... us people out here, we can unravel their schemes. They're conspiracies. That's what it is. They call us conspirators. They are the conspiracy.
We now have their handbook.
Absolutely. It's just it's a new ball game from what it was 5 years ago.
It's a game changer.
Absolutely. It's just absolutely amazing. And a thrill, a real thrill for me.
But just because we've got the ball doesn't mean we've won the game.
That's true, but we're going to win it. And by now, if they don't know we're going to win it, they're not near as smart as they thought they were.
Well, Red, I've never heard you this positive. You're really excited.
Well, I just I'm on the phone a great deal talking to people all over this country. And I just get such a fantastic response. My books are, I wrote Born Again Republic in 1980, the fall of 1980. That book is still in print. And of course, my last book, Why the Militia? Boy, I'll tell you, it's people read that and they say, there is a primer that every patriot needs to read. And, of course, Walls in Our Minds, it'll go on forever. And I joke about it, and I say I'm 81, but and I'm not going to last forever, but I'm going to kick butt after I'm gone.
That's the great part about it, isn't it?
Yes,
once you've told the truth, it always stands.
Yep. Yeah, well, I'll tell you. It's, you know, it is such an exciting thing when you talk to people that in the past they wouldn't listen to you, they wouldn't pay attention to you. Now they're coming and saying, hey, you told us that this was going to happen and we didn't believe you, but it's here.
Well, that's the other big one. I want to come back and talk to you about that and then get into some other issues and take calls. Red Beckman joining us is that you didn't just get it partly right. Ron Paul didn't just get it partly right. I didn't just get it partly right. I mean, because we saw what the same group of crooks did all over the world in different countries, we told people exactly what they were going to do, and the power of it then coming true, it's amazing. The final illusion to fall is that we're the minority. No, we are the majority. I mean, I've even got yuppie neighbors that were laughing at me 2 years ago. They're not laughing now. They're saying, what do I do? Because the world government's been openly announced. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Red Beckman is our guest. He founded the Fully Informed Jury Association. Red, I want to come back in the start of the next hour and start taking some phone calls and read some Twitter questions for you. But the first thing I wanted to get into now is encapsulate the three votes that Americans have, contrary to what they've been indoctrinated with, only having the ballot box.
Yes. With our vote on Election Day, you know, we went to the polls and we ended up, we weren't voting for somebody we wanted. We voted against somebody. Almost invariably in my lifetime, that's what happened. And And so our vote on Election Day was stolen because George Bush Sr., of course, he said, read my lips, no new taxes. And he got elected. And of course, he violated his campaign promise. Well, as far as I'm concerned, he stole every vote that people gave him to get him in there. And so over the years, it has become so obvious, and of course, some say that as many as 65% of the American people don't even go to vote anymore because it's a waste of time, and it doesn't count. The founders, they looked back in history under Magna Carta in England, and they recognized that the grand jury was a key factor in maintaining an honest and government that was, clean and had integrity and all of that. They recognized also that the power of the jury, a 12-person jury, if you have one person on that jury that know how much power they have and they protect their own power, they can hang that jury. And, of course, in many, many cases, we've had many cases where one person on the jury knew about their power and they educate the other 11 when they're in deliberations.
But the judges discriminate against people that know their rights and try to keep them off.
Yep.
So people have got to keep their mouths shut till they're seated. And this is a key underbelly of the enemy to go out and educate people about the power of the jury, the grand jury. And then, of course, there's the fourth way to vote, the cartridge box, but we don't want to do that.
We want that cartridge box available. It needs to be available at all times. That detente, I like that word, because it fits our situation. When we come back, I want to tell you a story about Eustace Mullins and something that happened back about 1984. And I think that people just do not realize how close we were to being taken over by the New World Order.
All right, we'll tell that story when we come back and then yes. Go to calls at 8 after. But in the minute and a half we've got left, plug your walls in your mind. Give people the address. It's $5.
Well, I'm sure that the people and the hundreds of people that got that the last time I was on, they need another book because they've already given that book or lost track of it. It went someplace. This time, anybody that will send a $10 bill, money order is good, of course. But we'll send them a copy of Walls in Our Minds and also a copy of the book Why the Militia. When they read my books, they don't want to read them just once. They want to read them several times. And, of course, to order those two books, all they have to do is write to Red Beckman at P.O. Box 61, Carrolls, and that's C-A-R-R-O-L-L-S, Carrolls, Washington, 98609. That's the zip code. And
all right, Red, we got a break. We'll give it out again before you. We've got a break. We're going to give it out again before you leave. And I want to talk about why the militia. What is the real role of the militia? What is the militia?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.